think one of the most important things that we can do when we get into the Word of God and decide, you know what, I want to read God's Word, I want to understand it. One of the most important things that we need to do is to be careful that we aren't treating God's Word like a self-help book. Will God's Word help us? Of course it will. But it's not a self-help book. We should approach God's Word with humility and say, you know what? I want to know God first. That's the most important thing. When we open up God's Word, I might have a longing, a need, a hurt, a confusion. All of those things are about my situation, what I'm dealing with, either in my own inside of me, you know, like dealing with my own emotional life, my own thought processes. It might have to do with what I'm dealing with in personal relationships that are disappointing, challenging, unexpected. It might have to do with what I'm dealing with personally at work, or what I deal with when I think about the world and where things are. All of those things are about me and my view on, you know, my relationships, myself, my world, all those things. That's all important. That's an important part of who I am. But that's not the mindset we should have as we head into God's Word. The first thing, and it takes a lot of practice to do this, but the first thing we should do when we go into the Word is, God, I want to know you. I want to understand who you are and how your thoughts are and what your expectations are. That takes discipline as you go into the Word, because we're inclined to go into the Bible and think, huh, I need help with this particular situation, or I need more understanding here. So I want to encourage you, when you get into the Word, you're going to get those answers. You're going to understand that better. But if you constantly go to the Bible with the mindset of, how can it help me today? If that's your primary focus, then on the day that you open up the Bible and you're trying to find out, you know, what, how can it help me today? And you don't find help in that way, it doesn't hit you in the heart, in the feels, and make you like, yay, that's the perfect answer. On that day, when you don't find that, you might close the Bible and say, all right, I gotta find help for my hurt someplace else. I gotta find answer to my question someplace else. But if you have made it a priority that no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to approach the Word to get to know God, I promise you that approach will lead to the help in your hurt, the answer to your question, the wisdom that you're longing for, the peace that you need. Go to God's Word looking for Him first. And as you are in the Word, you know, come back to our centering verse, the mission verse that we have for this Bible study approach, this podcast that you're listening to. And that comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. And I talked about this a lot more in the very first episode of this series. Go back to the Colossians 3:16 episode. But if we approach God's Word with the idea of, I'm going to let God's Word dwell in me richly, and not approach the Word, avoid approaching the Word of God with, I want to go to God's Word to fix my problem, to give me peace, to give me satisfaction, to give me answers, then we will find what we're looking for. If we are approaching God's Word, looking for God, understanding Him, being humble, and not putting our expectations on Him, but letting Him put His expectations on us, in us, and through us by way of His Word, by letting it dwell in us richly, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It really does. And this is going to take some humility. This is going to take, here's what happened with my own life. Going to God's Word, in a season of my life when I was trying to get pregnant, we were 5.5, 6 years into infertility and dealing with the sorrow and the sadness and the just the the devastation of these expectations that I had that we were going to get pregnant right away. And I would have had 3 or 4 children by this time. And we had none. I found myself constantly going to God's word, which is awesome, which is what, you know, what we want to do. We want to go to God's word. But I found myself going to God's word, trying to help the sadness in my heart. And later in that journey of constantly going to God's word and helping, you know, trying to find the help for the sadness in my heart and the disappointment and the answers, I realized that I was still pushing God to fix the hurt and the sadness, but I wasn't really coming to God for who God was. What if, and this was a scary what if to even think about, that I wasn't going to get help for that sadness in my heart. I wasn't going to get the baby that I longed for. And I don't know if that happened in one day, but it happened over a period of time. And I remember it very distinctly going, I'm not going to go to the word anymore like that. I'm not getting the answer I want. I'm not getting pregnant. And so I started that switch of, you know what? I'm being prideful. I'm approaching the word wanting it to give me what I want. And so I just made a switch. I said, Lord, I'll just give you myself. I'll lay it all down. I'll let it go. Let go the desire for having a child. Let go the desire for healing in relationships and all the different things. Let it all go. And I'll just want you. I just want you. I just want your word. I just want you. And that shifted everything. And I will say, it takes humility. It takes a moment of, and I feel like I sounded prideful when I say that. It takes humility. I was so humble. No, it was just humiliating myself, like laying it all down before God. And so today we're going to read from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. And again, I'll read from the English Standard Version. We're going to be taking small chunks of 1 John over the next few days. And just as a way of patterning how to approach the word. And the idea today is to go to the word for God and not go for us. So listen to this. I'm going to read beginning of verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him, Jesus, and proclaim to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, God, while we walk in darkness, we lie. We do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, God is light, and he is the light. I love John's commentary on his own statement there. If we walk in the light, and he, God, is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, I love that. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All right. So again, if I'm looking for me, if I want me, I'm going to be potentially willing to just continue to walk in darkness and lie to myself, right? Not practicing the truth. John is reminding us that the message we heard from Jesus is the message he's speaking to his readers and us reading it now, that God is light. There's no darkness in him at all. And we can't have fellowship with him while we're walking in darkness. That's a lie. That's continuing to live in sin, and continuing to have darkness. We're not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, the truth of God, of who he is light. Listen, again, if you're approaching the Bible as a self-help book, you are not approaching it as the source of light and truth, because the light and the truth is going to reveal your sin. And in my flesh, I don't want to go to the Bible to reveal my sin. I don't want to let that go. I want to live in that. I want to stay self-focused. I want to stay, fix me, heal me, change my circumstances so I feel better. But John reminds us here that we can come to him, that he is the light. We can walk in that light, and we can have fellowship with one another because of that. Isn't that a beautiful reminder that it's the lack of fellowship with one another is a direct pointing back to the reality that I am not walking in light. I'm walking in darkness. all these layers of things that make me convicted of my sin and then remind me that I can go to him. I can confess that sin. Lord, I continue to live in my sin. I'm not humble before you. I continue to expect it to have my way. I love you. I thank you for being my light. I thank you that I can walk in that light. I thank you for your blood that cleanses me from all my sin. And I read through this passage and I see a couple quick things. That light is mentioned 3 times. Darkness is mentioned 2x. References to Jesus and God are 8-9 times in this whole passage. And sin is mentioned 5 times. My sin, right? I look at that. I read the word. I trust the word of God. And I approach it looking for who God is and not looking for who I am, looking for who God is. And then God reminds me of who he can make me be when I walk in his light, when I confess my sin to him and I have fellowship with him. And I stop denying that I have any sin at all. So let's go into God's word looking for him. That's the big one today, to say, all right, Lord, no matter what I'm opening, if I'm going to read through Proverbs, if I'm going to read through Psalms, if I'm going to go through John, 1 John, whatever, I'm going to look for you. What does this truth tell me about who you are in this passage here today? That you are light, that we can have fellowship with you, that we can have fellowship with you. And that tells me about you, that you desire that, that we can walk in light. We don't have to walk in darkness. That tells me about your desire for me to have light in my life, not to be stumbling around. The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. Where did the blood of Jesus take place? It goes back to the cross. You know, all these things are a reminder about who God is in Jesus Christ. And then who I am, I am someone who should not be saying I don't have sin. I am someone who should not be saying I have the truth and I have the light when I'm walking around in darkness. His word's not in me if I live and walk like that. All right. God bless you all. I'm glad you were here for me for this time together with me today. And as always, know that you are loved and you are prayed for. I appreciate when you leave a quick comment and say hi and let me know maybe where you're listening from and what you're listening on, what platform you're listening on. Hit the like button and don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast and encourage other people. I'm working on getting this podcast page updated also on my website, jennifergrichmond.com. So head over there and toodle around and look for some great other resources and helpful ideas there as well. And I've noticed also each day I keep on getting these podcasts a wee bit longer. I'm trying to keep them at the 10-minute mark. I'll try to do better next time. But today we're at the 13-minute mark. Look at that. All right. Again, God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to being with you again real soon. Bye-bye.